Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas B'Shalach, Shabbos Shira, Tu B'Shvat, Tashin Ayin Zayin. The Torah tells us in this week's Parsha, Perek Yudalet Pasuk Gimel, V'Omar Paroi L'Bnei Yisrael Nevuchim Heim Ba'aretz. Paroi said that the Bnei Yisrael are caught in the desert. If one looks carefully at the Pasuk, one will see that the Lashon of the Pasuk, the language that the Torah uses, is V'Omar Paroi L'Bnei Yisrael. Paroi was speaking to the Bnei Yisrael. And the Mefarshim asked, who was Paroi talking to? The Bnei Yisrael had left Mitzrayim. They were on their way out. They were by the Yam Suf. They had circled back. Who was Paroi talking to that he exclaimed, look, they're coming back, as the Torah says, L'Bnei Yisrael to the Bnei Yisrael. The Targum Menachem writes that who was he talking to? And this is an incredible insight from the Targum Menachem, that he was talking to Dasan and Aviram, who were the Bnei Yisrael that remained in Mitzrayim. That's who he was talking to. Rashi actually says that L'Bnei Yisrael doesn't mean to the Bnei Yisrael, but it means about the Bnei Yisrael. But as we just mentioned, the Targum Menachem says that Paroi spoke to Dasan and Aviram. If we connect the dots, it comes out from all of this that the Targum Menachem is implying that Dasan and Aviram remained behind and somehow later on were able to come to the desert. The Medrash says that Dasan and Aviram came to the sea when Paroi and the Mitzrayim came chasing after the Yidden. When Dasan and Aviram saw that the miracles of Kriyas Yam Suf were happening, that's when they decided to join the Jewish nation. The Be'er Mayim Chaim in Parsha Yudalad, Perek Yudalad, Parsha Chavtes, brings an obscure medrash, which we do not have today, and he says something which is incredible as well. When Dasan and Aviram came to the Yam Suf, the split split just for them. The Yam Suf had already closed, and when they came, they were zeiche that the Yam Suf opened up for them. And I'm sure all of you who are listening are asking, how's that possible? Why should a miracle like this happen to such terrible Rishayim? And the Maral Diskin gives an extremely insightful answer, and something that we can learn from. The Maral Diskin says that, as we know, Dasan and Aviram were police in Mitzrayim. We know, as the Torah tells us in Parsha Shmos, Parakei, that the Mitzrayim had appointed Jewish policemen to watch over the Jewish workers, the Bnei Yisrael, Klal Yisrael, during the Shibud, to make sure that they were doing the work. And when they didn't meet the quota, the Mitzrayim expected that these Shaitrim, as the Torah calls them, would hit the Bnei Yisrael, physically harm them, in order to get them to do work. Dasan and Aviram, quite shockingly, as big Rishayim as they were, and even in this week's Parsha, we see later on about the Mun, that they left the Mun out, and they caused tremendous harm to Klal Yisrael, eventually dying with Kairach. But Dasan and Aviram, when the chips were down, refused to touch or hit or physically abuse any of the Yidden. And for that reason, they were zeiche that the Yam Suf split for them. Because if one suffers for another Yid, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes that very seriously. It's precious to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in that chus, the sea split especially for them. The story is told of Rabbi Rucham Levavitz Zatzal, the Mashkiach in the Mir, where he once was boarding a train. And as he was boarding the train, one of his shoes fell off. Rabbi Rucham quickly took off his other shoe and threw it out the window as the train was pulling out. And the Talmidim asked Rabbi Rucham, why did you do this? Why didn't you keep the shoe? And Rabbi Rucham said that as soon as my shoe fell off, I realized that I would not be able to retrieve it. As the train was moving, he had just jumped on as the train was leaving. But I also realized that there's going to be one shoe, someone's going to pick it up, and it's useless. So I threw out the other shoe in order that that person should be able to have a good pair of shoes. And the incredible part of that story is not that Rabbi Rucham necessarily threw out the shoe, which is incredible on its own, but that at the moment that he was pulling away, he didn't get angry, he didn't get upset, he didn't have any angst, he wasn't frustrated, but he was thinking about somebody else. He was thinking, what can I do for someone else who's going to find that shoe? I can't have it anymore. It's not possible. Let me give it to somebody else. And in that sechus, as we said earlier, Dasan and Aviram, who went much further, and not only did they not hit the Bnei Yisrael, but they probably absorbed hitting as well from the Mitzrayim, and that sechus, they were zeichah to Kriyas Yam Suf. And many times, we could take a lesson from here, that there comes a point where sometimes we want to lash out, we want to be frustrated at other people. Even maybe where we're correct and we're justified in doing so. But if a person can treat his friend with Ahavas Yisrael and treat his person with respect, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give him, he'll be Zaycha to Kriyas Yamsuf. A good Shabbos.